Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And after going through the halachas of Shehiya, which means maintaining a food on the flame that you put on before Shabbos, we will talk about now the dinim of chazara. That means returning a pot to the flame on Shabbos. Now, there's another shaila about nesina lechatchila, which means putting something on a fire on Shabbos, not returning it, but putting something lechatchila near a source of heat on Shabbos. We will talk about that after we finish the dinim of chazara. So chazara means that you have something on the fire. The prime example is chalent. Chalent's on the fire. You want to take out some chalent on Shabbos. So we spoke out that it's not poshut to take out chalent from the pot that's on the fire, because it's a shiloh of hagasa, mixing on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to remove it from the flame, and you want to return it to the flame. So is that mutter on Shabbos, taking something off a flame on Shabbos, then returning it to the flame? So the halacha is that you need different conditions in order to allow this. And number one condition is that it has to be gara for katan. There is no way to do chazara onto a flame if it's not covered with grufa ketuma, not covered with a blech. For example, if you have a crock pot that does not have the coils covered with a silver foil, you cannot do chazara. You can't take out chalent on Shabbos because you can't return that pot to the crock pot on Shabbos because the source of heat is not covered. It's not gara for katan. And the reason why you need gara for katan is two reasons. The Ran and the Raj would say the reason is because mechsi kimavashel. When you return something, put something onto a flame on Shabbos, it looks like I'm cooking. And therefore, it's the Rabbanan Digger, then that's Aser. But if you cover it, it doesn't look like cooking anymore, and therefore that's sufficient. The Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim say the reason is because Shemi Yechata. Now, even though Shemi Yechata is only a problem if it's still getting better, or Filchananya, if it's not half cooked, but once it's half cooked, there's no problem of Shemi Yechata. But on Shabbos, there's still a problem with Shemi Yechata, and the reason is because once you took it off the fire, it probably cooled off a little bit, and you want to rewarm it now quickly, and therefore it's a Shas Shemi Yechata. That means there's an Isser to put back something on the flame without a blech, even if it's in stomach parala, even if it's going bad already. But in any case, it's fully cooked, it's going bad, you're still not allowed to put something on back onto a flame if it's not covered. That's number one. And number two is it has to be fully cooked, obviously. Even if you have a blech, if the thing is not fully cooked, you can't return it to the fire because then you have a bishul on Shabbos. For example, if you put up a chalent before Shabbos on a blech and it wasn't fully cooked, Friday night you want to take some chalent out, you take the pot off and put it back, that's an Isser bishul. It might be an Isser deraisa bishul. If it's not fully cooked, it's an Isser deraisa bishul. Then you have to make sure it's a bishul called tzarka. It could be getting better, but it has to be completely cooked and everyone can eat it like this. Then it's considered a bishul called tzarka. Then you're allowed to return it. And not only that, it also cannot be cooled off. If you took it off the flame and you're holding your hand for like 10 minutes and it got cooled off, if it got cooled off already, then it's batal the first shehiyah, which means the first thing that was on the flame is batal. The first situation that was on the flame is batal, and now it's like a new nesina, and that will be also. So far we learned three conditions in order to make chazara. Number one, it has to be gar for cotton. The flame has to be covered. That's number one. Number two is it has to be a vushel called tzarka. It has to be completely cooked. Number three, it has to still be warm. And then you're allowed to do chazar with other conditions, which we'll speak about in the next shiur.